The top part of Treadworth, of Melbourne Street, was from Hatherley Road to the railway. They were teachers and doctors, and financially, not brilliantly well off, but I mean much better off than the next section from Hatherley Road down to Paul Street. That was people who were better off. They always had a standard of having different clothes for Sunday, and they had shoes. But from Paul Street down to the High Street, they were little houses, and that's a lot of people there didn't have shoes. On the opposite side to where these little houses were was a wood place, and originally it was known as had a name to it, a yard, and my friend said they used to have stacks of potatoes there. I can't think of the name now, of the actual yard. And that where that yard was with all the wood, when they eventually, because there's a letter saying that they wanted to move, but the council wouldn't give them permission to go down to Sudbrook Meadow. But when we started all complaining, they did eventually let them go. And they built houses, Glimbridge Court, which I don't know whether they're still going, but they built houses 1 to 10. And they were small, one-bedroomed, room downstairs, one bedroom upstairs, obviously a small bathroom and a little kitchen in the front. And they named those 1 to 10. And of course, as I told you previously, we were number 3, the original. So once they put number 3 in that house, we kept having, that was the first the postman came to, was that first number 3. So we kept having no mail. Doctors went there, specialists, you name it, parcels, they all went to them. We eventually managed to get that them to put 1A or 2A. But the only thing about it, we never really succeeded, because they were first-time buyer houses, and people would live in them for a couple of years and they moved out. So number 3 that we know of, over the course of the 32 years we were there, I reckon at least 10 people had come and lived in it.